This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This week, the head of the Boston Federal Reserve Bank did something kind of unusual. He said what he thought. Eric Rosengren talked to the Wall Street Journal. He said he thought the Fed ought to do more to stimulate the economy right now. Whoa, stand back. In the traditional world of the Fed, that's high drama. Conventionally, the Fed board acts by consensus. Chairman Ben Bernanke represents them all. But there are board members who aren't quite on board with that consensus. The doves generally want more stimulus. The hawks think the Fed's doing too much already. And lately, those folks seem more vocal, usually through speeches, occasionally through media interviews. Joe Gagnon has held a number of high-ranking staff jobs at the Federal Reserve Board, most recently in 2009. Now he's a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Good to talk with you.
Good to be here, Jeff.
So, Joe, who are just a couple of the, let's say, occasionally dissenting voices on the Fed board right now?
Well, there's a group of people who are often called hawks because they tend to be in favor of relatively tighter monetary policy than the rest of the committee. Right now, the one of those of that group who has a vote is Jeffrey Lacker, president of the Richmond Fed. Lately, there has been a pulling away of a camp you could call doves, who are even more outspokenly dovish than chairman. And I think Eric Rosengren is one of those. Another one would be Charles Evans, president of the Chicago Fed.
Is there an unusual amount of drama in the board right now?
You know, these meetings aren't terribly dramatic. they tend to be very cordial and respectful. But I do think that it does seem to me, reading from the outside, that there is more disagreement now than usual.
If things are a little more vibrant, if we're getting a better glimpse, perhaps, of occasional discord on policy within the board, what do you sense is Chairman Bernanke's take on that?
You definitely saw a progression from Volcker, who tried to suppress dissent, to Greenspan, who tolerated dissent, to Bernanke, who tolerates it or even encourages it more. Hmm. And one thing I would say is that Bernanke seems to really respect the whole opinions of the committee and would pay some price to get unanimity or at least a large majority when it comes time to vote. So I think he sort of isn't the kind of chairman who's going to push through his narrow agenda with a narrow majority at all costs.
If this pattern of gradually increasing amounts of dissent on the board continues, is it possible the Fed board could stalemate at some point?
So what you could get is dissents on both sides. Then the question is, what if there wasn't a majority? What if it's split evenly in a third for three different policies? What would they do? I guess they would probably have to do something in the middle. Two of the groups would have to reach some agreement in which they could pull together a majority. It would be very, very unusual, and I've never seen it before.
On the one hand, it seems natural that the Fed board would reflect some of the same passions and divisions that hold sway in the general public, right? On the other, should they be above all that somehow?
Well, I think they should be above all that, and I think surprisingly they are more than you would think. That's one of the interesting things that I saw as an insider, how really all of these members are really thinking about the greater good. You never hear politics in the room. And frankly, I never even saw decisions or votes that I thought could have been explained by ulterior political motives that were not in line with what I thought that person really thought was the best common good.
Joe Gagnon, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.